A special Indian court has sentenced 47 police officers to life in prison for killing 10 Sikh pilgrims 25 years ago and then lying in an attempt to justify the shootings, Joan McGivering reports.
This high-profile case dates back to 1991. A group of Sikh families, including women and children, was travelling by bus through Uttar Pradesh in northern India after visiting holy sites. Police officers stopped the bus and forced some of the men to get out. Later, joined by more policemen, they divided the Sikh men into groups, led them into the jungle and shot them dead. Afterwards, police lied about what happened. They claimed that the men were militants and armed.
Two Libyans held for years in the U.S. detention center at Guantanamo Bay have been flown to Senegal for resettlement. They were the first of a new group of about a dozen prisoners scheduled to be transferred. Here's Gary O'Donoghue.
Senegal is the second West African country to accept detainees from Guantanamo Bay. In January, two Yemenis were taken in by Ghana. It leaves 89 prisoners still being held, with 35 of them cleared for release and expected to leave the detention center by the summer. President Obama originally vowed to close Guantanamo within a year of coming to office, and he's proposed bringing several dozen detainees back to the continental United States.
BBC News. The former New Zealand Prime Minister Helen Clark has ended months of speculation by announcing her candidacy to become the next Secretary General of the United Nations when Ban Ki-moon retires in December. If elected, she would be the first woman to hold the position.
I'm seeking election on the basis of the skills that I have, and I would expect in the 21st century to be given equal consideration to any male applicant.
Ms. Clark, who's currently head of the UN's development program, said the UN needed a new set of tools to face modern peace and security issues. The government in Switzerland has criticised the decision by a school in the north of the country to exempt male Muslim students from shaking hands with their female teachers. Two teenage male students from Terville and the canton of Basel argued that Islam does not permit physical contact with a person of the opposite sex, other than certain immediate family members. The Justice Minister, Simonetta Sommaruga, told Swiss television that shaking hands is part of Swiss culture. The Federation of Islamic Organizations in Switzerland has said handshakes between unrelated men and women were permissible and were common in some Muslim countries. Air France is back down in a row with female aircrew over how they should dress in flights to Iran. Hugh Schofield reports.
From April the 17th, Air France will be flying three times a week to Tehran, and as part of its preparations, it issued instructions to staff about dress code. Female personnel, it said, must wear trousers, a long jacket, and, as soon as they're on the ground in Tehran, a headscarf to cover their hair. But Union said this was an affront to French values. Eager to avoid a row, Air France has met the Union's halfway. Any employee scheduled on a Tehran flight now has the right to take herself off the roster.
BBC News.